really, in 10 weeks, a relatively short period of time, you here in Florida and us around the United States joining you are actually going to step onto the stage of world history. We know that the entire attention of the media and people around the world are going to be looking to see what happens here in Tampa, Florida, and we have a test that we need to pass. And we need, in order to pass this test, I think our orientation needs to be extremely practical. And that was the whole experience we found in the 2008 National Convention.
A spokesperson from the Welfare Rights Committee, Angel Buchner, traveled from Minneapolis to share her success, including the voices of low-income families at the 2008 convention, with the message of funding human needs before war.
It was vital for us to be there, and we were there with our families. We brought kids to the protest. We brought all of our kids to the protest, literally.
She offered support to Tampa this year.
It was awesome to be in the center and in the middle of that, and to push forward our agenda as poor people to have a voice to march, and to also make sure that people know that low income, we're not going to take anything laying down. We were going to stand up and fight back.
Diana Moreno is a feminist organizer in Gainesville with the National Women's Liberation and is the coordinator for the Alachua County Labor Party. Moreno said she feels the Republican Party has always infringed upon her rights as an immigrant, a worker, and a woman. She wants to return with information to propose that both organizations endorse the coalition.
I'm going to try to be a liaison between the Gainesville organizations that I'm a part of and the coalition to march on the RNC. Specifically, the way that we can participate, I think bringing as many people down as possible during the protest can be the best way. Since I do not live in Tampa, it'd be very hard for me to help out with the logistics, but I can help by bringing my town of Gainesville into the RNC.
One founder of the Coalition Against NATO G8 War and Poverty Agenda, Joe Isobaker, encouraged the group by suggesting that obtaining permits to march during the NATO summit in Chicago in May helped expand their protest group.
Militancy, you know, it actually is a good thing. It brings, we organize a permitted march not because we believe that permitted marches are going to bring an end to war and austerity. We did it because it was necessary to bring the broadest number of forces into activity. Jesse Jackson wasn't going to join a non-permitted march. The unions were not going to endorse a non-permitted march. In order to get, you know, those forces, the Arab and Muslim community, the African American and Latino organizations that we got involved, we had to have a permit for that march. That militancy actually carries a lesson, which is that the changes that we need are going to take more than permitted marches, and those are that's a lesson that we agree with.
But Deborah Heading, a representative from Veterans for Peace, says her national organization is hesitant to come to Tampa in large numbers.
I'm envious because Charlotte is actually welcoming protesters. They are celebrating the First Amendment there, whereas Tampa seems to be going the opposite direction, and they're throwing as many roadblocks as they possibly can at the protest groups. And I can't believe that Tampa wants to have a reputation as not supporting democracy. It's just absolutely un-American.